This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
To beat Migs. I know Felix on 405 is. Felix, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Were you listening to the men's room on Friday around 540 by chance?
I was not.
Oh, well, you missed the cheat sheet, and hopefully that isn't the decision maker, because if you beat Migs today, I'm going to give you a tasty treat of some candy and a super tasty treat of a picture of all of us in our Hooters outfits. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing.
Doesn't it?
Scary.
Ooh. Well, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
I don't think our Hooters outfits were spooky. I think they were amazing.
It was a little scary.
Well, maybe the guys. For those playing at home, Felix has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What do you call a three-sided shape?
Triangle.
Correct. Which operating system does a Google Pixel phone use?
iOS.
No.
Android.
Correct. The first jack-o'-lanterns were made from what root vegetable?
Squash.
No.
Pumpkin.
No.
Pass.
What sitcom was Aubrey Plaza and Rob Lowe in?
Pass.
When it comes to navigating, what does GPS stand for?
Pass.
The slogan for Crackle Barrel is pleasing who?
Everyone.
No.
Pass.
Who played James Conway in the 90s movie Goodfellas?
I don't know. Pass.
Scarville, Oxford, and Gulfport are cities in what U.S. state?
Louisiana.
No. Felix, you dropped the deuce. You got 2 correct.
I did that one time.
You did, your first time you ever played. Yes, and I will say the cheat sheet would have been very, very helpful. But, you know, you never know. Steve had a long weekend, so it could go anyway. Steve, are you ready? What do you call a three-sided shape?
A triangle?
Yes. Which operating system does a Google Pixel phone use?
Safari?
No.
Operating system, Google, Android.
There we go, yes. The first jack-o'-lanterns were made from what root vegetable?
I'm going to go squash. Squash.
No.
Squash. Squash watches. Pumpkin?
No.
Cantaloupe.
No. What sitcom was Aubrey Plaza and Rob Lowe in?
I don't know. The West Wing?
No.
That's not a sitcom. 30 Rock from the Sun?
No.
30 Rock.
No. When it comes to navigating, what does GPS stand for?
Global Positioning System.
Correct. The slogan for Crackle Barrel is pleasing who?
Old people.
No.
I don't know. Pleasing hungry people?
No.
Pleasing you?
No. Who played James Conway in the 90s movie Goodfellas?
Ray Liotta?
No.
Al Pacino?
No.
Crap. Joe Pesci?
No. Wow, Steve, you should have listened to the cheat sheet, too.
I did not do good.
You got 3 correct, though.
Oh, my gosh.
And it is a win. 3-2.
Let's go.
Felix, so close.
Oh, man. Good work, bud.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if either one of us did good, but all right.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
That was a struggle.
It was.
I'm sorry. I didn't know these would be so tough.
Whew.
The first jack-o'-lanterns were made from what root vegetable?
Turnips.
Yes. The sitcom with Aubrey Plaza and Rob Lowe.
Parks and Recreation.
Yes.
That's right.
And Steve, you were very close with the slogan for Crackle Barrel is pleasing people.
Pleasing people.
Are you saying Crackle Barrel?
That time she said Crackle.
I'm just making sure that I'm hearing right.
I think she said Cracker Barrel when she asked me the question.
I don't think she did.
Okay, maybe my ears weren't working.
I think I'm mixing both of the words up and I'm saying Crackle. But it's just pleasing people, not pleasing old people. Or hungry, just everyone. And then James Conway in the movie Goodfellas. Robert De Niro.
Oh.
And one you didn't get to, Starkville, Oxford, and Gulfport are cities in what U.S. state?
Indiana?
Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So either way, somehow you won. Congrats.
Thank you.
Live Night returns December 13th, and we're going to be taking over Showbox Soto for the evening, where everything is performed live from the stage, from the Foley artists doing the sound effects to the voice actors. We've got Barbershop Quartet coming back, and the KISW New Originals are going to be throwing down the jams.
That's right. It's going to be a blast.
Us in the men's room, a lot of special guests, and the tickets are on sale now at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
Good day to you.
Wow. The professor.
Wow. Today's just one of those days, man. I blame the Seahawks.
It really is.
Monday, baby.
Yeah.
The professor, Nick Harrison, is a TikTok and social media sensation. He has millions of followers thanks to some of these yacht rock versions of classic metal and rock songs.
What if Metallica was yacht rock? Apologies in advance.
In your pants, little one, don't forbid my son to include everyone. Tuck you in, warm within, keep you free from the sin, till the Sandman, he comes.
Well, over the weekend, the professor was in town and ended up being Miggs' manager in a wrestling match.
It was ridiculous.
So how did that go?
They hated him.
We're going to find out after Pearl Jam.
And tonight...
Daily Mix Show.
We have become such huge fans of the professor, Nick Harrison, and we're not the only ones because he has millions of followers on TikTok. He is a social media sensation, and this is mostly due to his yacht rock renditions of classic songs, you know, from the world of metal and rock.
What if Alice in Chains was yacht rock?
Ain't found a way to kill me yet.
This is one of my favorites. And his backstory is crazy. He just did these during the pandemic just to kind of put a smile on people's face, including himself. And it took off and became such a sensation that now this is his life. Like, this is his job. His wife quit her job just to focus on managing his career. And he was a school teacher. And he's like, I don't need to be a teacher anymore. He's making a great living doing these.
Well, the professor,
joy to all the rock metal people who want to hear their favorite songs turned into yacht rock classics.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the professor, Nick Harrison, was in town this past weekend for the Seahawks-Bills game. He's a huge Bills fan.
That part we will forget about.
And he's also a huge wrestling fan. So, Miggs, you had the professor and his wife drive down to Lacey to check out your wrestling this weekend at Oblivion Pro Wrestling.
Well, it all worked out because they hit up Sarah and they're like, hey, what's fun? What's something fun to do while we're in Seattle? And he even hit me up. He's like, what kind of restaurant should we go to? When I mentioned the Met, they went to the Met, had the best experience eating steak there. They were blown away by the service and just the overall ambiance of the Metropolitan Grill. And then Sarah's like, well, if you're a wrestling fan and you're willing to drive, it's a little deep, but you should go over to Lacey because Steve will be wrestling there. So he came out. And it was hilarious because there were so many double takes from the wrestlers and the fans that were all there. And shout out to all the Rockaholics that were out there. And a few of the wrestler guys were like, is that the guy on TikTok? And it was kind of fun just to see how everybody was reacting to it. But I didn't have a chance to talk to him, and then he found out that I play a bad guy in the world of wrestling, a heel, as they call it. He's like, oh, I didn't realize you were a bad guy. If you're a bad guy, I'm going to wear my Bills jersey out there.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's great, but how about you first come out in a Seahawks jersey and then realize that I'm booed by people? You're like, well, if you're going to get booed, I might as well add on to this and then take the jersey off and show that you're a Bills fan and everyone will hate you. And that's exactly what happened. And then after the match, a lot of fans had a lot of love for him, taking pictures of him throughout the entire time. But afterwards, him and I talked about the experience. And here's what Nick had to say about being a bad guy in front of all the fans here in Washington.
All right, we are here. The show is over at Oblivion Pro Wrestling. I have a brand new manager. Help me led me to victory with the professor himself, Nick Harrison. Nick, thank you.
Hey, man, it was almost like cruising on a yacht. It was very smooth, very successful, but I let you be the captain, my man. It was fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. We got to do this again sometime.
Anytime, anytime. Although, I mean, you pissed off the entire crowd. Let everybody know what happened at this show. At first, people wanted to love you. I mean, you are the TikTok icon, after all.
Yeah, yeah. I came out, you know, had on the Hawks jersey.
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith. You know, came out. I was like, hey, you guys are booing him? Why are you booing him? I can't be associated with this because I have all these followers and I'm have a family brand. I can't be associated with you. On second thought, I hate the Seahawks. Ripped the jersey off, blew my nose into it, stomped it, put elbow.
You dropped an elbow. Actually, you jumped off the air and landed on that jersey like Ric Flair.
I mean, elbow dropped it like Ric Flair, then kicked it out of the ring, and
people got very upset with him at that point. And I was like, I'm kind of mad at you too, but I have to play this character. But part of me is like, screw you, man. I love the Seahawks.
Everybody was hating us after that, and you know.
Well, listen, Coach, what were you wearing under that jersey?
I was wearing a Bills jersey. Yeah. Go Bills. Of course, you already know I was wearing a Bills jersey, man. That's who I am. They saw that and immediately turned. They hate us because they ain't us, man.
That's right. Okay. And I was happy to see you tonight, but I hope by the time I air this on Monday, I'm reveling in the fact that the Seahawks beat the Bills.
I love you, man.
I love you, too.
That did not turn out at all that way.
Did not age well.
I was so excited to send him a message. I decided just to stay off of social media.
Oh, no. Complete foreshadowing.
Right. Ugh. At the time, it seemed like a real clever thing that will come into a real life version and be like, the Seahawks crushed them. And, well, that did not happen.
Well, speaking of the Seahawks, a lot of fans are not too happy with the way we played yesterday. So we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, the Seahawks lost bad to the Buffalo Bills, 31-10.
It was impressive how bad they lost.
For once, I was very excited. My son was distracting me to the point where I could barely watch the game because I didn't miss anything wonderful.
I know. We had plans that we were going to start before the game ended, and I was like, you know what? We could go right now. We could be there on time. We don't have to watch the rest of the Seahawks game. I'll just check my phone, but I can't imagine anything good's going to happen.
No, and all the fans are upset. Many are very pissed and have taken to social media to let us know about it, so we're going to go straight to the comments.
It is always fun when they post, the team posts like the final score, and I'm like, these poor social media managers now have to deal with this. They don't get paid enough to deal with the anger of Seahawks fans. They should make the management, like the ownership group, read these tweets and texts and all that stuff. But we sent some of these to our production director, Jason, just to illustrate how worked up and out of mind people will get when it comes to sports, especially here in Seattle. And he just decided to do whatever impression that he wanted to recreate these comments. Are you ready for the first comment about the Seattle Seahawks losing yesterday?
Go Hawks.
Hey, Connor Williams, you have the Bills defense on your fantasy football team or what? Conflict of interest, huh?
What a bad day for that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, first you snapped that ball so high that Andre the Giant might not have even caught it. I was like, I know they said it was because of the wet ball, and I get it. Mistakes happen, but that was bad.
That was wild.
And then the next time they have a chance of possibly scoring 7 points, he trips Geno Smith. I'm like, oh, this guy's going to have a rough day in the locker room after the game. I mean, they're professionals. I'm sure they move past that. But as fans, I'd be like, you son of a bitch.
Let him know in the comments.
What a team effort. From offense to defense to special teams, they all collectively played like shit.
I mean, you pretty much summed it up right yep. there. It was bad. It was everything that could go wrong went wrong mm-hmm. yesterday.
Bills are good. Hawks are ass. And that's my summary of the game.
Okay. The end.
I believe that was Tom Brady, actually. That's how he ended the game, the broadcast.
Showed a lot of fight, that's for sure. I mean, it was against each other, but lots of fight.
Man, I got to say, though, Jaron Reed got me kind of fired up. I'm like, I like seeing that kind of like, you know, dude screwed up, what the hell is wrong with you kind of mindset, because that was a terrible hit on the quarterback. I mean, yeah. There was like almost 2 seconds after the whistle was blown. Like, what are you not paying attention? Did you really think you're right? That's crazy.
I'm serious. Worst Seahawks game I've ever watched, and I've watched hundreds of games. Gah.
I feel like you probably didn't watch the year that Jim Mora was coached, because I feel like every game was like the worst Seahawks game that I've ever watched. That was one of the roughest. That was a dark time.
For sure.
I mean, yesterday was definitely pretty bad, though.
Not sure what y'all are bitching about. That was a great game. Sign the Bills fan.
Shut up.
Boo that man. Boo that man. All right, one more comment about the big loss for your Seattle Seahawks.
Fire the head coach. His nerdy ass doesn't know how to run a team.
Nerdy?
I didn't realize he was a nerd. I never got nerd vibes from him.
Nerd!
I don't get any nerd vibes from him. I'm wondering what that commenter knows that we don't know.
I'm watching, because I'm a glutton for punishment, I'm watching the Mike McDonald press conference. You can always tell when the team does not do well. Before I even watch it, I just look at the total runtime of the press conference, and they're all like about 5 minutes, if not shorter. I think Geno Smith's press conference was 3 minutes. Ooh. I was like, oh, yeah, this is not going to go well. And then a few of the other players, like a minute and a half. Like, they just have nothing to say. They're like, what more can we say? But Mike McDonald's one was, I was watching that one, and my wife walks by and goes, it's crazy that guy's my age, and he's the coach of the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep.
I was like, I know.
He's just a baby.
Look what you've done. Look what he's done.
I know. It's very embarrassing for
You're
me.
A winner, babe. I'm like, this guy. And she's like, he looks like he's a player on the team. Because he's in good shape.
Yeah. Well, we'll continue what?
To... It's just random thing. He's in good shape. He must be playing for the Seahawks.
Yeah, like she just walked by. I think she initially thought, oh, that must be like a guy like, you know...
Not get it.
Maybe on the offense. Not maybe offensive line. He's not that big. But, you know, maybe like a linebacker. And she's like, oh, look at that guy. And then she's like, oh, wait, that's the coach.
Yeah. Well, we may be bumming about the Hawks, but one Rockaholics test just came in and gave us a little bit of levity. As they said, hey, at least you aren't a Bears fan.
Oh, yeah, they had a rough game yesterday.
So why would they text that?
An insane ending.
We're going to tell you what's trending after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that for many of you, you're just getting your day moving in the right direction, and you're trying to keep up on the world of pop culture, and that can be a challenge. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go.
It was an absolutely stunning finish when the Washington Commanders defeated the Chicago Bears 18-15 with a last-second Hail Mary.
I didn't watch this. You're like, you got to watch the video of this. And my jaw dropped. Like, this never happened. I mean, okay, it does happen from time to time, but almost never. This was so insane.
Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels launched a desperation throw 52 yards when they were trailing by 3 with no time left on the clock, and it was tipped near the goal line and then caught by receiver Noah Brown. They were saying, Hail Noah.
And it was like he scrambled for a while, finally throws it, and it lands what you usually think, like in a mass group of people, but bounces off of everybody, then lands in one of the receiver's hands, and it was just nuts.
This is the local radio call, and it is epic.
Steps up, fires. It is a touchdown!
Touchdown! Touchdown!
This is exactly how I sounded when I found out that our kid-sized pizza was free yesterday at Mod Pizza. I was like, what?
Touchdown! Jaden Daniels extended the play over and over and over!
Walk-off touchdown!
Here's my favorite part. They're not even talking. Now they're just clapping. And if you're just tuning in, that was a sports announcer just excited that the team won a sports game. That's exactly what it was. Also, the crazy part is if like, you go on social media, they show the guy who it bounced off of, which is a defensive back for the Bears, Tyreek Stevenson. And in the video, he's looking at the crowd, mocking them as they're all making noise, like hoping something good's about to happen. And then he gives like this kind of like brush off gesture with his hand, like ain't nothing going to happen. It was him that it bounced off of. For the game to end, which was just added to how nuts this was.
That is karma right there.
It's kind of crazy. Also crazy, I don't know if you caught the Indianapolis Colts game. They lost to the Houston Texans 23-20. But the crazy part was, and I don't remember the last time that this ever happened, and if it has, this might be even the first time. Quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, Anthony Richardson, just decided, coach, take me out of the game. He's like, just take me out of the game. He wasn't injured. So people are like, well, what the hell happened? After the game, he told people why he pulled himself out of the game for not for the entire rest of the game, but just for a moment.
Man, tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there, what I did. And I don't think I was going to be able to go that next play. So I just, this whole thing, I just needed a break right there.
I needed a break because I was tired. You're an athlete.
Elite athlete.
I thought that was just insane. So everyone's just like, put Joe Flacco back in. This guy does not have the makeup to be able to be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Another founding member of the Grateful Dead has passed away. Bassist Phil Lesh was 84 years old, and they have not yet released any cause of death, but social media did say that he went peacefully on Friday morning. Phil Lesh met Jerry Garcia back in 1962, and they joined up in the band The Warlocks, even though Phil had never played the bass before. So they ended up...
Also, that's a terrible name for what became the Grateful Dead. When I hear a band called The Warlocks, I'm not expecting to hear trucking. Like you expect to hear a little bit of something heavy like Black Sabbath.
Well, they did rename the band The Grateful Dead in 1965, and the rest is history. R.I.P. Phil.
Tonight, you got the World Series game number 3 as the New York Yankees are going to try and bounce back from being down 2-0 against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Game 1 was just bonkers.
Oh, my
gosh. What an insane ending to that game. Talk about walk-off touchdowns. They had that walk-off grand slam home run by Freddie Freeman that helped the Dodgers win Game 1. If you missed it, the play-by-play is just fantastic, but you got to see the visual of the entire Dodgers stadium. It looked like the entire crowd was just bouncing up and down, and here's how it sounded. But the best part, what you gotta love, is this Freddie guy, Freddie Freeman. They interview him after the game, and man, he just gives such a great shout out to his dad, who was in attendance when this happened.
You ran over to your dad after hitting that home run. Yeah. What did you say to him?
I was just screaming in his face. Sorry, Dad. he's been there since I was a little boy, throwing batting practice to me every day. So this isn't my moment. That's my dad's moment.
Yeah, I would totally break down in tears if I was his dad.
Oh, what a amazing moment.
Yeah, I want to know what he screamed. I got to imagine maybe it wasn't FCC friendly.
Absolutely. How would you like to beat Steve, Rockaholics? He's got a record of 303 wins, 90 losses, and 53 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.